And we had rain last Wednesday also. And but it was a little heavier last week than it is this week. So praise God. Amen. How many of you love the Word of God?
Amen.
Amen. God's Word is our daily bread. God's Word is our daily bread. Hallelujah. Glory to His name. All right, let's pray. Father, we thank You for this time that we have together. Thank You, Father God, for everyone that's joined us in the sanctuary, those that's watching online. I thank You for them. I pray, Father God, that they will have ears to hear and a heart to receive Your living Word. Hallelujah. Glory to Your name. And so, Father, I thank You now for the anointing to minister Your Word. And it's in that anointing that I rest, because I can do nothing in myself. But through Christ Jesus, I can do all things. I can do all things through Him who strengthens me. And so it's His strength that I'm resting in right now. His Word, His leadership, His anointing. And we will give You, Father, all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise for it. In Jesus' mighty name. And let everyone say, amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Once again, I just want to begin reading at the very first verse of the book of Jude. And we'll stop somewhere, all right? Hallelujah. Jude, I'm reading from my New King James Bible. Jude, a bondservant of Jesus Christ and brother of James, to those who are called, sanctified by God the Father, and preserved in Christ, in Jesus Christ. Somebody say amen to that. Amen. Verse 2, mercy, peace, and love be multiplied to you. Beloved, while I was very diligent to write to you concerning our common salvation, I found it necessary to write to you, exhorting you to contend earnestly for the faith which was once for all delivered to the saints. For certain men, this is verse 4, for certain men have crept in unnoticed, who long ago were marked out for this condemnation, ungodly men who turned the grace of our God into lewdness and denied the only Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ. But I want to remind you, though you once knew this, that the Lord, having saved the people out of the land of Egypt, afterward destroyed those who did not believe. For the angels who did not, and the angels who did not keep their proper domain but left their own abode, He has reserved in everlasting chains under darkness for the judgment of the great day. As Sodom and Gomorrah and the cities around them, in a similar manner to these, have given themselves over to sexual immorality and gone after strange flesh, are set forth as an example, suffering the vengeance of eternal fire. Likewise also, these dreamers defile the flesh, reject authority, and speak evil of dignitaries. Hallelujah. You've seen any of that in the time we live in today? Oh, yes. Yet Michael, the archangel, in contending with the devil when he disputed about the body of Moses, dared not bring against him a reviving accusation, but said, "The Lord rebuke you." But these speak evil of whatever they do not know, and whatever they know naturally. Let me read that again. Verse 10. But these speak evil of whatever they do not know. And whatever they know naturally. Like brute beasts, in these things they corrupt themselves. Woe to them, for they have gone in the way of Cain. And remember, we talked about Cain, didn't we? Amen. Cain was a fella that wanted his own way. He didn't want to do things God's way. He wanted to do things his way. Am I right? Amen. And he had an attitude problem about it. Attitude against God. Angry with his brother, Abel. And you know the story. He actually murdered his brother. Hallelujah. Let's read on. Verse 11 again. For woe to them, for they have gone the way of Cain and have run greedily in the error of Balaam. Well, if you remember, Balaam was a lover of money. He was a prophet, but he loved money. And was paid to curse the children of Israel. But he had to confess with his own mouth that Israel was blessed. And you cannot curse what God has blessed. Amen. Now, don't you know that the Bible tells us that we too have the blessings of Abraham? Abraham's blessings are mine. Abraham's blessing, if you're a child of God, Abraham's blessings are yours. And guess what? If you're walking with the Lord, nobody can curse what God has blessed. Now, if you get off out there over in the flesh and start doing things your way, you might get in trouble. And you might encounter some things you can't handle. But when you're walking with God, walking in the Spirit, living in the Spirit, walking in the Word of God, walking by faith, you walk in the blessings of Abraham. Amen? Amen. Glory to God. But Balaam, the prophet, was greedy. You remember I told you that Cain had an anger problem? He had an attitude problem. He had an anger problem. Balaam did too. He whipped his poor innocent donkey. So much that the donkey had to talk to him. That's pretty bad when an animal has to speak up and tell you you're wrong. So, let me read verse 11 again. Woe to them, for they have gone in the way of Cain, have run greedily in the error of Balaam for profit, and perished in the rebellion of Korah. K-O-R-A-H. I think in some versions it's spelled C-O-R-E. Am I right? Yeah. Pronounced Korah. Amen. The Word of God tells us that the things that are revealed to us, excuse me, the things that are revealed to us in Scripture in other words, the things that Korah did, Balaam, Cain, and many others, the mistakes they made, the bad decisions they made, and not just the negative side of it, but we are to learn from the positives, those that were obedient to God, those that obeyed God. And but the Word of God, the Bible tells us that the things that's revealed to us in Scripture, they are revealed to us for our benefit, as examples to us. Are you listening to me? See, that's the reason we need to read the Word of God. Amen. Feed on the Word of God. We need to feed on the promises of the Word of God. Am I right? Oh yeah. We need to feed on the promises of the Word of God, but we also need to read. We need to know that King David messed up. Why? So that we don't do the same thing. It's for our admonition, for our learning. God didn't hide. Even Abraham, David, we can go on. God didn't hide what they did wrong. It's out there. But it's for us to learn from. It's for us to learn from. And so we see here in the book of Judah that we are to learn from these guys, learn what not to do. For example, let's go back to Balaam. He loved money. But then we also know that the Word of God tells us that the, listen to this, and you know it, excuse me, tells us that the love of money is the root of all evil. These folks that don't know Jesus and living for money, some of them will do any and everything to get money. We're told not to love it, use it for the glory of God and to meet our needs. Money is never to be our Lord. Can I say that again? Money is never, ever, ever, ever to be our Lord. Jesus Christ is our Lord. We have one Lord, and his name is Jesus. And we've already been promised that our God will supply our every need through Christ Jesus. Isn't that good? Hallelujah. Are you still here? So, now, we are to learn from this guy, Korah, as well. This guy, Korah, he was hungry for power and recognition. He became jealous of Moses. Matter of fact, turn in your Bibles to the book of Numbers. Book of Numbers, 16th chapter. Numbers 16. Now, first verse. Now Korah, the son of, and if I mispronounce some of these words, I mean names, y'all forgive me, okay? Pray for me. Now Korah, the son of Izhar, the son of Kohath, the son of Levi, with Dathan, and Abiram, the son of Eliab, and on the son of Peleth, sons of Reuben, took men. Okay? Look at verse 2. And they rose up before Moses with some of the children of Israel, 250 leaders of the congregation, representatives of the congregation, men of renown. Let me go ahead and read verse 3. And they gathered together against Moses and Aaron and said to them, you take too much upon yourselves, for all the congregation is holy, every one of them, and the Lord is among them. Why then do you exalt yourselves above the assembly of God? Let's stop right there for a moment. Now that same spirit is alive today. Same spirit is alive. God said, I will exalt who I choose, and I bring down who I choose. Moses was called by God, and Aaron too, his helper. And you probably know the story. We won't read it, but Moses didn't put in an application for the job. He didn't want the job. If God would have just left him alone, he'd have been just fine. But God chose Moses to go into Egypt, to deal with Pharaoh, and to set the children of Israel free. God sent him. I said, God sent him. He didn't want to go, but God sent him. Aren't you glad he obeyed God? And, of course, he led the children out of the land of Egypt. Now you got this guy, Korah, thinking, and he probably looked at Moses. You know how folk are sometimes. Probably looked at Moses and said, you know what? I can lead these people as well as Moses can. I'm smarter than Moses. Matter of fact, I got a greater education than Moses got. I can speak more eloquently than Moses. I mean, who do he think he is? Matter of fact, I need to have the same position that he has. Somebody say the devil is a liar. Tell you something, folks. I'm talking about James now. You have to speak for yourself. I don't want to be standing or sitting anywhere God didn't call me to. You hear me? And you've heard me say it before, because it's so important. We are to obey God, aren't we? Amen. We are to obey God. We are to do what God tells us to do. But you better be careful, though, when you want something real bad. You want to spend a whole lot of time with God. Might even need to do a little fasting and make sure that it's not your flesh. You're not seeking position, recognition. You're looking for a pat on the back. Me and every other preacher that God called was still called, whether anybody ever complimented us or not, because God's calling without repentance. He don't change his mind. If you call, you call. If you're not, you're not. And I'm talking about to a particular position. Y'all follow me, right? Because we're all called of God to do something. Matter of fact, the Bible tells us that we are all ministers of Christ Jesus, right? Not everybody's a pulpit minister. Not everybody's a Sunday school teacher. But we all have a part in the body of Christ. Is there an amen out there somewhere? But it runs so much, the body operates so much better when the foot is not trying to do the work of the hand. Hallelujah. But we see it with Korah. I tell you what. I might read on just a little bit further here. So verse 3 again. Let's look at it. Numbers 16. They gathered together against Moses and Aaron, and said to them, "You take too much upon yourselves, for all the congregation is holy." In other words, Moses, we just as holy as you are. Who you think you are? Every one of them, and the Lord is among them. Why then do you exalt yourselves above the assembly of the Lord? So when Moses heard it, he fell on his face. And he spoke to Korah and all his company, saying, "Tomorrow morning the Lord will show who is his and who is holy." Now that's a man standing in his office. He already knew what was about to happen. "And will cause him to come near to him, that one whom he chooses, he will cause to come near to him. Do this, take censers, Korah and all your company." And I'm not going to read all this because it'll take too long. But I want to encourage you, read this chapter of Numbers, 16th chapter. But I just want to give you the highlights just so it don't take a whole lot of time. But we see in this chapter where Korah and his fellows led a rebellion against Moses. Well, God had something to say about that, didn't he? The earth opened up and swallowed them up. I've heard it put this way. They went to hell with the shoes on. You know, thank God for his grace. Thank God for his grace. But God is still God. And if you read on, you find out he took care of the other 250. Why did all this happen? It was because of rebellion and the spirit of rebellion, disobedience. Whatever we do, we must not fight against God. We sang a song earlier, I give myself away so you can use me. That should be our heart. Lord, I give myself away so that you can use me to bring glory and honor to your name. Can I tell you something? Priscilla, I'm going to use you as an example, but it applies to all of us. There will never, ever, ever, ever be another Priscilla. Now, there'll probably be plenty that are similar to you, look like you, some may sound like you, but there'll never be another you. There'll never be another you. Tony, there'll never be another you, brother. I like to say it this way, when God made us, he broke the mold. Amen. So we need to thank him every day that he chose us. Now, since he chose us, he can use us, and he will use us. But we can't get so caught up on what he's doing in somebody else's life. We've got to make sure that we are available for him to use us. What he uses us for may seem so simple, may seem like anybody can do it. But you do it anyway, to the glory of God. Did you hear me? You do it anyway, to the glory of God. Because God made us for his purpose, for his pleasure. It says over in Revelation, we were created for his pleasure. Amen. Korah had a place, but he wanted Moses' place because Moses was the leader. He was the one that's being seen all the time. He was the one that, if God had something to say to the people, he used Moses. I remember one time one of the church members reminded me of this. This happened a long time ago in the early years of our ministry. But I had been invited to preach it, this church. And sometimes, as the Spirit wills, you know, God will use me in the gifts of the Holy Spirit if he chooses to do so. And so I had a word of God give me a word of knowledge about an individual, prayed for this person, and afterwards a preacher got up and said, well, you know, I can do that too. And I'm trying to remember, because it's been so long ago, something, Paul, we're not going to call any names or towns or anything like that, but you was at that service. This minister told, what that minister tell that fellow? You know what I'm talking about? Do you remember it? I'm not going to be too detailed. Anyway, what happened, the guy's response was, I think, I don't have any legs. What was told to him? Speak up a little bit so I can hear you. Amen. And see, that happens too often, you know. That's the reason we're told to be led by the Spirit of God. And yeah, I understand. People can miss it sometimes, and you don't kick them out just because they miss it one time. Because everybody is growing. But you cannot try to dive into something or move into something just because somebody else because God is using somebody else in that area. Are y'all following what I'm saying? Am I making sense? Amen. I just want to do what God has called me to do. If God wants me to move in the gifts of the Holy Spirit, then he will do that. Otherwise, you know, shut up. Keep your mouth shut. I'm talking about me. But that was Korah's problem. He wanted to be like Moses. And because he wanted to be like Moses and it got Jude's attention, he led a rebellion against Moses, and it cost him his life. I would rather live a long life doing what God called me to do, moving when God tells me to move, than to get off out there in some area where I don't belong. And wind up causing problems for myself, possibly losing my life. It happens. Glory to God. Are you getting anything out of this? Moses told Korah that you're not only rebelling against me, Moses, but he told Korah, you are rebelling against God. You are rebelling against God. I'm going to wind this up here, but I want you to turn in your Bibles to the book of Samuel. 1 Samuel. 15th chapter. I want you to see something here. We have another story here of being rebellious and wanting to do things your own way. And we see this here in the 15th chapter of 1 Samuel. Drop down for now to verse 22. So Samuel said, "Has the Lord as great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of the Lord?" See that? "Behold," are you ready for this? "Behold, to obey is what? Better than sacrifice, and to heed than the fat of rams." Look at verse 23. "For rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft." Wow. "And stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry, because you have rejected the word of the Lord. He also has rejected you from being king." He's talking to King Saul. God had given King Saul instructions through the prophet to destroy all the Amalekites, everything, clean house. Nothing was to be left alive. Saul had his orders. He had his instructions. But Saul decided, first of all, he captured the king. He wasn't supposed to do that. He was supposed to kill him. And so they saw, look at all these animals. Man, these are some nice animals, man. We'll keep all the good stuff, all the good animals, because here's what we'll do. We'll sacrifice them to the Lord. That'll be our excuse, you know, for keeping them. Because I mean, we don't want to kill these fat sheep and goat, whatever else was out there. So he kept the best, but that's not what God told him to do. God told him to take care of everything, wipe it out, and God had his reasons. And because of his disobedience, because of his rebellion against God, got in trouble with God. God rejected Saul. But I find it interesting what Samuel said to Saul. Let me read verse 22 again. So Samuel said, "Has the Lord a great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices?" Because that's what Saul said they were going to do. "As in obeying the voice of the Lord. Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to take heed than the fat of rams. For," this is verse 23, "for rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft." And I'm going to stop right there. I've already read through it. I'll stop right there. Whatever we do, let's don't rebel against what God tells us to do. And that's what Jude was warning the church about. First of all, he told them, said, look, there's been some folks that sneaked into the body of Christ unaware. They look like sheep. They smell like sheep. They bad like sheep. But what they really are is wolves in sheep's clothing. So he was warning them, watch out for these folks. Don't you follow these folks. You stay with God. Stay with the Word of God. Obey the Lord. Do what he tells you to do. And you'll be all right. Let the church say amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory.